seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick Bedivia, host of iTainment, and one of the things that constantly comes up is, why am I not selling more? Why is my team not selling more? Today, I'm going to give you six specific reasons why you and your team are not selling more.
In a world of sales, there's always cause and effect. Meaning, if you only sold one sale in a month, that's the effect. What is the cause? Today, we're going to talk about six reasons why you're not selling more. And it's very simple. It's not going to be that long of an episode. Point number one, in sales, if you are not working very, very hard, this is not a 9-to-5 gig. If you're not working very, very hard, you're probably not going to make it in sales. It's that simple. Selling requires a lot of time to be put into it. A lot of times you'll see people who get into sales and they're waiting and they went from having a job and they're thinking about wanting to sell real estate, wanting to sell something, and they're becoming an independent contractor on their way to becoming an entrepreneur. And they still have the same work habits of a job. You're not going to make it in sales if you're just working just enough and then saying, how come I'm not selling more? One, the reason why you're not selling more is your work ethic. Number two is competency. You may not know a lot about the product. You may need to sit down and learn about the product. You may need to sit down and know the ins and outs of a product. You may need to sit down and figure out all the FAQs of the product. For instance, if you're selling mortgages, hypothetically, and you have five types of loans, I would go through the last top 100 loans that the bank did, and I would see what are the main loans they do. You'll see 95% of all the loans they did was five different types of loans. Perfect. Go out there and figure out exactly what the knows, you know, what the qualifications for each loan is, what's the minimum, what's the details, what's this. For these five loans, become very, very competent about this. You may be selling an insurance policy. If it's insurance policy, go and study the top five products the company sells. And then from there, become competent in those five products where you know the ins and outs and study the FAQs of every single product that you have. But become competent in the product. If you don't know about the product and a client asks you a question, you may not have the answer to it. And what happens is after a couple of times you get spooked, then you're afraid of going on another appointment because you don't want to get caught and not have any answer to it. Number three is how to. You don't know how to sell, for instance. Maybe you lack the skill set of how to sell, how to ask the right question, how to ask the right leading question, how to open it up, how to build rapport, how to build a relationship, how to finish the meeting, how to open up the meeting, how to, you know, leave the house, how to establish a relationship, how to make. You may need how-to areas, or how to sell a certain product, how to differentiate, how to size up a competitor, how to sit down with somebody who is a customer of a competitor, and how to, you know, make the comparisons, how to compare policies, how to compare properties. It's the how-to part. And the how-to part, to need help with, there's very easy ways to get good in the how-to side. It's simply read books on sales. Go and get a hold of any book that you can on the sales side, whether it's from Hopkins, Cardone, Tracy. You know, there are so many great content you can find on sales side to learn how to become a better salesman. So we have one, work ethic. Two, competency. Three is how-to. Four is your identity. Let me explain what I mean by identity. Identity is you believing in yourself that you're worth the person doing business with you. If you don't think you're worth a $10,000 commission check, you're probably not going to get that commission check. If you put too much on that, you're probably not going to be able to close that sale because a client will get a feeling that you don't think you belong in the big leagues. So let's just say you come across a person that only focused on selling $300,000 properties. And then they come across a client that's a $1.5 million property. The client will generally feel if this person's ever sold a $1.5 million home, and they'll say, ooh, I don't know if he really knows what he's doing. I don't know if she really knows what they're doing. I don't know if they really believe they can handle a sale this big. So it's purely on your identity side. How do you work on your identity side is being around other people that earn more than you, being around other people that are doing much better than you, being around other people that are way ahead of you, that make a $10,000 check seem like a small check, being around other people who are, their energy's higher, constantly working on your thinking, your mindset, elevating your thinking, taking yourself to a whole different level, being in the right environment, being in the right conferences, listen to the right CDs, watching the right YouTube videos, the right podcasts, so it's increasing your identity. Because every time you're listening to this on a daily basis, all of a sudden you say, man, I can make $5,000 sale. I can make a $10,000 sale. I can make a $20,000. I can make $50,000 in a month. I can make $100,000. Why not me? Why not me? That identity is increasing. So far, one, work ethic, two, competency, three, how to, and four, identity. Now let's talk about five. Point number five is people skills. Is you watching people. A lot of times I'm at the restaurant, or if I go to airport, I'll size everybody. I'll watch people. I'll go to a restaurant. I'll say, babe, look at the way, you know, look what they're thinking about. Look at what's going on. What do you think is on their mind? What do you think they're thinking about? I'm studying people. I'm sizing people up. I'm thinking what they're thinking about. Because when you're in a meeting and you're sitting down with somebody selling, you need to know what this means. You need to know what this means. You need to know what this means. You need to know what they're doing when they're looking at their time. They can't wait for you to leave the house. You need to know what it means when they're yawning. You need to know what it means when they're looking at the kid the entire time, they're not paying attention. You need to know what it means when they're watching TV. You need to know how to ask the right question to demand them paying attention to you in a way that's not disrespectful. Because who are you to come to my house and tell me to turn off the TV? Who are you to sit down with me and tell me to stop checking my phone? Who are you to do that? There's certain ways for you to have that conversation with them, but it's people skills. So how do you become better at people skills? I mean, you got to read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. There's a lot of good books out there for you to read, Psycho-Cybernetics on people skills. But generally, go and look at and think about the five people you know that are very good with people and watch them. Study them. Just literally watch them. When they're talking to somebody, just watch them. Watch what they do. Watch the way they sit. Watch how they smile. Watch how they're pleasant. Watch their tone. Pay attention to them. See what they're doing to get the other person to want to do business with them. And you'll eventually pick up. The good news with the people skills, it's a skill. So it can be learned. It's not something that people are born with it. It's a skill that can be learned on how to deal with people. And last but not least, the last part is belief in the product. You got to believe in the product. I think it's very, very important to believe in a product no matter what you're selling. For me, when I got involved in financial industry, I am a big, big, big believer in the financial industry. I'm a big believer of what investments will do for you. I'm a big believer of what insurance will do for you. I'm a big believer of what annuities will do for you. I'm a big believer in my industry. I'm a big believer in becoming an entrepreneur. I'm a big believer in our product. I'm a big believer in anybody that I do business with, that I enjoy doing business with for a very, very long time. There's a guy I buy cars with, and I bought cars with over the years. This guy believes in the company he represents. He bleeds Ford, is what he bleeds. He bleeds Ford. There's a guy I work with when I talk to him about cars, who's my main guy I call, and he just delivers the cars to me. The last 8 years I've been buying cars from him. I don't go to the dealership anymore. He believes cars. When I talk to him, it's just cars. He believes in it. He believes in making a difference with cars. He believes in telling me, Pat, you don't need to buy this. You need this. What are you looking for? You thinking about trucks? Consider this one. He believes in the product, and I want to do business with somebody that believes in the product that they're selling. And generally, belief in a product, you know, some people will watch this and they'll say, well, you know, I believe in the space, so I want to go sell, you know, what do you call it, the things that go into the space. What do you call shuttles?
Shuttles?
Space shuttle. I'm going to go sell space shuttles. Okay, great. You know, I believe in, you know, XYZ, so I want to go out there and sell that. I don't think it's also that part of saying, because people are very quick to say, well, this is why I'm not doing good sales, because I don't believe in this product. I disagree with that. I disagree with that, because I think you are not giving yourself a chance to get engaged and immerse yourself in a product, to see the passion, the heart behind the product, to learn the product and the effects it has on the people. Yes, it may happen where sometimes you don't believe in the product, but a lot of times it's just a way to cop out on why you're not selling more. And typically the reason why most people, if you look at any of these things that I just talked about, do you know what's the number one reason why most people don't sell? Do you know what's the number one reason? It's point number one. It's work ethic. So I'll go through one more time. Point number one, work ethic. Number two, product competency. Three, how to everything, how to sell. Four is identity. Five, people skills. Six, belief in a product. Write those six down. Rank yourself in which areas you need help with, 0 to 10, and attack the areas that you're having problems with, find people who are good in those areas, read the books that are good in those areas, and you'll see your sales skills typically go higher, because nowadays there's no reason why somebody shouldn't be making a six-figure year income selling if you get those 6 points right when it comes down to selling.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.